All right. Let's start, Mommy. Let's start.
All right, Jane. Ready in Chamesh, Abba, Shalosh, Shtaim.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Hello, mommies. Come see me. I'm in Vancouver. February 16th, and then I go to the Neptune Theater in Seattle. There's some tickets left on the early show. Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, and then I added an early show at the Gramercy Theater in Jew Dork Titties, March 23rd. The Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and then I'm part of the Netflix Festival at the Masonic Lodge in L.A., May 8th. ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Buy my lipstick if you... With me is just one of my favorite comedians, fellow Canadian, Harlan Williams, everybody.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Host of the Harlan Tideway podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. Also a regular fixture in my home because you voice Bob of Puppy Dog Pals.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been listening to you for years.
How you doing, pups?
How the fuck?
Let's go on an adventure. Bingo, Rolly, let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
You're so sweet. I always think, I mean, unless you're secretly a deviant serial killer, that's really nice that you do children's cartoons.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And no, I'm not a deviant.
You're not. You're just goofy. You're so silly. That's what I love about you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I learned? When I featured for you a million years ago in Indian Apple Tits at the fucking Crackers. And I don't think it exists anymore, the one that we
Yeah,
did.
Thank God.
Thank God. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was like a club stuck perpetually in like the 80s. Remember the 80s comedy boom? And then they built that club and it's like nothing changed.
Nothing.
The stains on the carpet were from the 80s, everything.
And it was like the Charlie Chaplin was the the mascot.
Was the theme, yeah.
And every comic will be like, it's a Hitler's comedy club, everybody. Yeah. Like, you know, yeah, you're right. It's very old. But what I learned from you as a feature act, I was so like stoked to open for you because I've loved you for so long.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Wow.
You're so funny. And what I learned from you is to not afraid to be, like, don't be afraid to be silly. Because you'd always be like, how you doing, snowflake pony? Or whatever the fuck it is you're calling people. And I was like, he's so bright. Like, you're so okay with being silly.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be, man. It's comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy is, silly equals comedy. Comedy equals silly.
Right.
Let's go.
But stand-ups can get, like, we get really heavy sometimes.
I don't know why.
Be cool.
I don't know why. Be silly.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, and I loved your combinations. Do you still do that where you call people, like, silly things?
I just call people whatever comes out of me. Like, it's just, I'll look at someone and just let it pop and drop, you know?
Sea lion starfish.
Sea lion face, corn on the cob clit, turkey teriyaki tits, fungus face, toenail Tommy, broccoli teeth, potato salad Willie, starfish tits, Carol Burnett twat, Thunder Bunder, Glinder Dunder, the little Indian boy. You know, whatever. Just whatever. Just let it roll.
Let it rip.
Let it rip like a truck rolling down the 5 in a hailstorm on a Thursday fucking Bakerfield's night. Hit an elk, hit a deer, hit an old lady in a wheelchair and pray for fucking coleslaw in the morning.
That's so stupid. That's right? What I'm talking about. Ah, it's so much fun to be stupid. How do you get so free? How are you free to be stupid?
Free? You know what?
You're so free, Harlan.
You just let the world flow, man.
You gotta
If you want to be free, be free. There's no answer, really.
Be free, be free.
If you want to be free, be free. Remember that old movie, Born Free, with Elsa the Lion?
Yeah, yeah. Born right? Free.
And then, like, yeah. cut to 10 years after that movie, Elsa ate the lady that set her free.
Oh.
Remember? Yeah. So, free's only good for so long till a lion eats you.
For so long.
Yeah.
Did you have nice parents? You're Canadian. I mean, you're like, yeah. Were they nice to you?
Yeah. Great parents. Amazing parents.
Seriously, you're yeah. Canadian.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Yeah. I can. Maybe there's something. Because I've, yeah, maybe the silly people, like you're built different. Like maybe they, did they encourage you and stuff? And...
Not really. I think they're a bit scared. When I told my mother I wanted to get into comedy, this is for real.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, what? And I go, a stand-up comedy. She goes, you know, I have a friend up at the mall who works at Muffins, and I'm going to call her and see if I can get your job up there. Eh? She used to say A after A. John, will you get my sweater? A? Like, berserk.
Were you an only child?
But there was actually a place at Fairview Mall called Muffins.
It sounds like it would be because it's very specific. It's
right,
like
it was
three
like
or four,
four M's. I think, yeah. I don't know if a stutterer owned it.
Yeah.
But Muffins, or maybe, I don't know if they were autistic or they had a stroke, but I never did get over to corn dog. But,
why
yeah.
the were the M's shaped like muffins? Like
no,
why would
it was
they
just,
add?
It was just it, to me, it was just an extra expense in making a sign. If
sure.
you ask me,
like, surely
it's a stupid. But I mean, this guy wanted four M's, like
yeah,
you
very
know?
Specific choice, and they only sold muffins. Clearly,
yeah. Maybe I'm mispronouncing it now. That maybe it was a muffins. I always,
oh,
my whole
I think
life.
You're right. It is muffins.
I had like a bowel problem. Muffins.
Muffins.
Yeah, I thought my whole life, right until now, I thought it was muffins. Holy shit. Thank
just
you.
Had a Pajitsky effect. That's what it's called.
A when what you, effect?
A that's my real last name, Pajitsky. It's, it's when you're doing something one way your whole life. And then one day you're like, oh my God, dude, that's totally fucking wrong. Like, for instance,
wow.
I've been, I've always loved soft-boiled eggs.
Ew.
I know, I know, ugh. I know. But look, I thought they were not for me because I'm like, who can make that at home? That's so hard. It's not hard at all. You know what you do?
Because it's soft?
Yeah, I thought like maybe you had to be like a really good chef to do it. You just have to like boil them for like 7 minutes instead of 10 or whatever.
Just so you know, I know you're married and stuff,
I'm
but
retarded.
If you're ever single again, like
yeah.
one of the biggest turnoffs, watching a woman engulf a fucking egg. It's like you're watching the Discovery Channel and a monitor lizard just invaded like a grackle's nest.
Yeah, that you think that's a deal breaker for
like
you?
Like a woman sucking down an egg and then yeah. you bite it in half and then there's the yolk.
Mm.
It's just like, it just, all it says is bad breath, farts, and acne. Like, just don't. I'm just telling you, I know you're happily married, but it's coming.
It's
I
coming.
Look in Segura's eyes.
You think
eyes.
So? I think
guy.
He's losing his mind too, Harlan.
Oh, demented. He's probably yeah. at a truck stop right now waxing up a Chinese invader, whatever that means.
A Chinese invader. Wait, so are you an only child?
Whoa, easy, Simba. Dial it down, Nacho. Let's get on the Ferris wheel and roll
know you.
It backwards.
I feel like I gotta know you a little bit.
You do?
Yeah.
You will.
It's been years.
It ain't happening
not
here,
today.
But
no.
We go to Cracker Barrel later.
Oh, is that, yeah. your, is that your jam?
Oh, they have great jam, but I really like the honey butter better. I've got four sisters. Can you believe it?
Oh, okay.
And that, I'm in the middle.
Okay, but that explains maybe why you're like... nice and stuff and you do like children's cartoons and you're pleasant. I think when you're a boy
know.
Raised around girls, it means you understand girl energy and you're nicer.
Well,
generally
I
found that
my energy my sisters sort of screwed me up a little bit.
Really?
Because they were so normal. Like my sisters were like so even keeled.
Yeah.
And not that men and women aren't even keeled, but I grew up thinking all women were as level and as even keeled as my four sisters. So when I started kind of getting into the world of dating and relationships, I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, women are crazy.
like that there's some women, there's some men that are crazy. I don't want to like pigeonhole women, but I was like, I just thought all women were like my sisters because that's what I grew up around.
Chill.
On both sides. And they're just, they never caused any problems. They were, never had fits. They
really?
Were like, yeah, they were so normal. Like it, even to this day.
Wow.
So when I got out there in the real world,
yeah,
into Nuttyville.
Yeah. What kind of broads were you dating?
It didn't matter. It could be anyone. Could be, you know, someone that worked at the zoo. Could be the girl in charge of the Galapagos tortoise.
Yeah.
Or it could have been the girl fixing the, you know, yeah. the Mars bars over at the 7-Eleven or arranging the chips.
Yeah.
I love a girl who can arrange chips on the chip rack. It doesn't matter. There are all kinds of girls.
Yeah.
But men are nutty, too. I can't sit here and just say women are nutty.
Well, here's, I don't know, you know.
But it's hard. It's hard. It's
I
tough.
I feel like it's different because men are, like, stuffers, you know. Like I feel like men will sit around and talk about bullshit, like sports and weightlifting, just so you don't have to talk about anything
yeah.
relational. And then women, I get really itchy when, like, women want to get emo with me and talk about their feelings. I get so fucking uncomfortable.
What's emo?
Like emotional,
short
for emotional, where you're like I had a friend like tell me her feelings the other day, like we were in a thing, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna barf all over myself right now because I don't like those kind of like,
why that's
girl
intimate.
Talks. I don't like it. Right.
So you don't like you don't like an intimate close talk with the girls.
No,
so you just want to keep it surfacey.
I like it surface level. Yeah.
What if you got something on your mind, like some emotional bullshit, like Segura's out at,
yeah.
you know, Pizza Hut in the back room slamming some yeast around before they throw it in the oven.
The Chinese truckers. What's he doing?
The invaders.
Chinese invaders.
Chinese invaders. Like, what if you need to get a load off your chest?
I preface it with, like, hey, I'm horrified to do this right now. I'm very ashamed of my... I don't like
Whoa.
This. This is terrible.
Why?
And then...
You can talk to me about anything. I'm good talking to women because I had four sisters.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that with me and feel safe, like right here and right now...
You think so?
Although I don't necessarily feel safe. I think everybody's sort of noticed you're sitting in like Count Dracula's chair. Like seriously, blood candles on the table. Your last name's like Transylvanian or something. It smells like tibia and femur in here. You're pretty pale. I only see you at night. I've never seen you outside. Vampire.
Easily. Thank you. I wish... Would you be a vampire if you could?
I don't know. You know, eternity.
Oh, that sucks.
Eternity's
yeah.
appealing, but only at night. I mean, you know what I mean? I want to see kids playing in the park. I want to tan.
Yeah.
I want to go fishing.
Wait, that's a really good point. I never thought of it.
Right,
is that...
at night, it's like, how many discos can yeah. you go to? How many 24-hour drive-thrus? How many Whataburgers can you guzzle down before the sun cracks? Over the horizon.
I didn't think of that. Like, that's yeah. the trade-off for eternity. Is like, it's, yeah, but it's at night.
You and tell me, Count Yorga. Where did you get that chair? What? What?
It's officially soup season. Make sure you get all of the ingredients you need to master your recipe while getting cash back on your purchases with Ibotta. What is Ibotta? Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code WMMA when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code WMMA. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code WMMA. We all know the value of a good night's sleep. We feel better, look better, have energy to spare. The list goes on and on. Yet, sleep never made my to-do list. I guess because it seemed like a lost cause. Either I was too hot, too cold, or just too something. That is, until I discovered Cozy Earth bedding. Oh my gosh. I love these sheets so much. They're just cool. They're silky. They're smooth. And they keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. I don't know how, but Cozy Earth is life-changing luxury. Their best-selling bamboo sheet set is made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating and breathable, so you'll sleep more comfortably all year round. Cozy Earth's sheets are uniquely soft and only get softer with every wash. If you've never tried Cozy Earth, I've got awesome news. You can save up to 35% off Cozy Earth right now, but hurry, this offer won't last long. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter our promo code WMMA at checkout for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code WMMA, CozyEarth.com.
What distant mountain in Transylvania did that thing come from?
I know, it's so great.
Good Lord.
Were you not goth in high school or anything?
Goth?
What was your jam? Are you into death metal? What do you like?
Iron Maiden was my thing. Iron Maiden.
Stop.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're so sweet and like, but the inside.
It. Yeah, I loved it. I saw them in their first concert ever in North America.
Wow.
In Toronto. Yeah.
I still have the t-shirts.
Yeah. I bought two t-shirts. I still have them.
Yeah.
Original Iron Maiden t-shirts.
Do you still listen to Iron Maiden in your car?
Now and then. Yeah. It's just fun. It's nostalgic. It's energetic.
Yeah.
You know, the original singer too.
Wow,
originals. He did two albums. He did the debut album, and then he did Killers. And then, I don't know, they got rid of him or he quit. And then they got this other guy who's good, but he's a stereotypical heavy metal guy, right?
Oh.
He fits, you know, long hair, high voice, on, yeah, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
But the original singer had kind of a more quirky, he didn't look like a heavy metal guy. And he didn't sound... He had his, so I sort of liked him better.
Can we look this guy up?
Paul Di'Anno, I think, was his name.
Let's see who he's talking about. You have very passionate feelings.
Yeah, well, I'm letting them out. Unfortunately, you won't. But
I won't.
Who knows the secrets of a vampire?
This is the guy you're talking about. The first guy?
Yeah, Paul Di'Anno.
Oh, he's in a wheelchair.
Well.
What happened?
Vampire.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Who's that guy beside him? Go by, isn't that your husband? Who's the guy? There he is. That's what he's doing behind your back.
I could see you doing this for a living.
What?
Being a heavy metal singer. Have you ever done it? You were in a band? Are you musical?
I've sung. It's just for a hobby, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of music? This kind of music?
No, I actually write a lot of love songs and stuff.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
I have an album on, look online, you'll see. It's called The Love Song Years by the Cousins.
What?
And then I have another album called Rattlesnake Love by the Cousins.
The Cousins. It's a great band name.
My cousin's in a band called the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, right. I know those guys.
We grew up doing music together.
How cool.
So he did the music and I would write the songs and sing. How about that?
And then he went on to be a real rock star. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad. You're talented. You've got talent in your family.
Wild.
You guys are creative.
Wild.
Who was creative, your mom or your dad?
Both. My dad was an artist. He could draw, which inspired me to become an artist. That's where I kind of got my art from. And then my mother was a singer and a writer. And so that's kind of where I maybe got that from.
Jesus, that's cool. Now, with Puppy Dog Pals, you created that show, no?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you draw anything?
I did early designs. I did early designs, and then, you know, Disney has everything at their disposal, so I did initial designs of pugs and characters and then gave them to them, and then they brought in, like, artists from all over the world and said, you know, this is what we're going for, And then once we had those artists and I worked with them and we shaped the designs and the characters and
It's
amazing.
Such a sweet show.
Isn't it great?
I like that they travel. They went to the Great Wall of China. That's a good one.
That was the pilot. I wrote the pilot.
Oh, no way.
That was the very first one. They went to the Great Wall of China. And that came from a very interesting place. When I was a little kid, I used to love cereal, like Captain Crunch and all that. And at one point, they had this thing where remember how they had prizes in cereal?
Oh, yeah. Cool. That was like the highlight of my life.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just eat the prizes and screw the cereal. But one of the, for one time, they had a run where the prize was stickers. Uh-huh. And the stickers were like the 8 wonders of the world or 12, whatever the wonders are, you know.
How many are there?
I think, like, let's just say 8 so I don't look stupid.
17?
But they had like, they had the Sydney Opera House. They had like the pyramids. They had, and I was just a little kid and it planted a seed in my mind. I'd love to go to all those places. I'd love to see all those because they fascinated me. So when I did Puppy Dog Pals, I thought I want kids to be inspired to see the world.
Yeah.
So every episode we wrote, almost, I'd say more than half of them, I made sure we went somewhere in the world that kind of, you know, would hopefully stimulate that in a child.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love that about them. They go on adventures, which is really cool.
Everywhere. They go to China. They go all over the world. Yeah,
getting into mischief.
Yeah.
Bingo
and Rolly.
They're so cute. Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
I love those
pugs.
Dogs. Yeah.
Thanks.
We even have the toys that they...
You bought the toys?
Of course.
Oh,
huge
wow.
fans. Moms thank listen you. To this show. They know you.
They know me? Yeah.
This is Maya. Oh,
thank
they love you.
You. Yeah, it was... You know, it was...
And you did spinoffs and shit, too. There's like...
Well, we didn't do spinoffs, but we did 5 seasons.
Wow.
Normally, those kids shows at Disney do like usually 1 or 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then they phoned me up. They said, we're doing a season 3, which is great. And I was like, great. And then they said, we're doing a season 4, which we never do. And then they said, we're doing a season 5, which is outrageous. And I was like, great, bring it. But when we first started the show, I said to my showrunner, I just said, you know what? My gut's telling me we're going to do 5 seasons. I said that to him right at the beginning.
And no, you did.
I did. And we did. We did 5 seasons. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. It's a good show. The tone of it's nice. The pacing of it is nice. It's not like snarky. It's not trying to be too cool for school, you know?
Which it's like you said at the beginning. I wanted to keep it silly and fun. And, you know, there's little life lessons in there, but it's not too preachy. And then we also put a lot of stuff in for the adults who have to watch with the kids. So we put a lot of little hip references to other movies like Die Hard. And, you know, we'd find little pop culture references to insert into the show for the adults. So
yeah, I liked it. I think Bob got a girlfriend at one point.
Yeah, he got married. The final episode, Bob gets married to her. Yeah.
What?
I think they had a kid or they adopted or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I got to get into season 5.
You got to get there, girl.
Because, you know, when your kids are watching stuff, they just watch the same shit over and over again. We have to progress to season 5.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like I go on YouTube, and the first episode that I wrote, they go to Hawaii. And I look, it's over 100 million views. And I'm just like, this little cartoon that I wrote has more views than anything I've done my whole career.
Right.
It's insane. Yeah.
I know, but I'm telling you, like, because I watch all these kids' cartoons.
Yeah.
And, either they're trying, there's something about Puppy Dog Pals and its simplicity, and it has a heart to it. It's not stupid. It's not like trying to be cool.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got a heart. You can tell.
It's got a heart. And I wanted to make it sort of clever too, that there was sort of a joke or a clever like kind of twist to every story. So even though it's for young kids, they sort of go, oh, I get it at the end.
Yeah.
You know, like something...
Yes.
Something triggered a bit of a mislead, but then it turns out to be not what they expected. It was interesting, too, when I sold the show to Disney, you know, one of the executives took me out for lunch, and she goes, you know, Harlan, this is going to sound weird, but Disney's never done a cartoon with dogs.
That's freaking weird.
With puppies. And I go, no, they've done 101 Dalmatians, ladies... Lady and the Tramp. Those are movies. Disney's never done like a television cartoon with puppies.
Yeah.
And I just went, how did nobody, like, it just seemed so obvious. So just good timing and, you know, so yeah.
That's so show business, though. We were like, it seems like a no-brainer. Then they usually won't do it when it's a no-brainer, but that's awesome that they
yeah
did
it was it was really Disney. Amazing yeah
dang dude you're dang. So big time so bad.
I'm not big time they are
yeah
but I'm just you know happy that it happened and you know it was a little rewarding because I studied animation in college
oh okay
and my teachers there gave me a hard time because I was super silly they mm. wanted me to be more you know, Disney-esque. They sort of pushed all the students to follow the Disney model, and I was more like the Andy Warhol, Salvador Dali. Like, it's animation. Let's explore. If I want a cheeseburger to float yeah. onto an elephant's eye, I want to do it.
Yeah.
But like, no, no, do Mickey, do Donald. And so they gave me a really hard time and pretty much tried to fail me. And then turn around to all these years later, I'm the guy that has a hit show on
on Disney.
So it's
ironic
like,
as shit.
Yeah, I love that.
That's rad.
Not to be vindictive, but I loved it.
Yeah. Would you ever do like an Adult Swim type of cartoon, like an adult?
Yeah, I've
cartoon?
Pitched a whole bunch. Yeah. It's frustrating because, you know, with the hit like Puppy Dog Pals, and then I went out and I put together a show. I got all these guys to do voices on. Like I did a demo with Theo Vaughn and Tom Green and all these great, God, who's the Australian comic? I'm blanking on his name. The dirty guy. The
I know you're talking about
Jim Jeffries.
Jeffries. Yeah,
all these guys. We did this, you know, and it's like it's so hard to sell anything in LA.
Yeah.
You know, even
yes.
if you package it up. But I've probably put together 4 or 5 adult type shows and nothing, you know.
That's so weird. But that's a narrow market, maybe.
It's just tough. You know, I've had a couple where I wrote a pilot, but to get anything on the air, it's just mind-blowing. It's such a lottery. So
it really is.
Yeah.
It's a Herculean thing, and the fact that you got 5 seasons of Puppy Dog Pals is pretty
crazy.
Incredible.
But just to get it, it was in 5 years of development before it even made it to the air.
I've heard that. So I actually worked in animation, too, before, like when I was like 28 to 32.
Yeah.
And I heard their nickname for Disney animation was Mauschwitz.
Because
they work people so hard, apparently, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
And just the amount of attention to detail that goes into every page I heard of like and of dialogue even like for their films. So the 5 years of development of a cartoon is really crazy. It's a long time.
You
usually don't want to waste that much money, right?
Well, it's not money, it's more time. It's like they just it's like, hey, we want 3 drawings of the puppies. Okay, here they are, and then 3 months later, hey, we looked at the drawings.
Oh, right.
It's like, well, why didn't you look at them the next day after I hand this? So it's a lot of waiting for people, executive. But I think that's common with any project, you know, movies, TV, you know, so many things that creative people do sit on the shelf for years
forever.
And then finally get made, you know.
Whether you're trying to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh is here to help you do all 3. Say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at a price you'll like delivered right to your door. No more staring blankly in the fridge wondering what to make for dinner. Give HelloFresh a try and dig into their biggest menu yet with over 45 recipes to choose from each week. Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm-fresh ingredients, and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. I love HelloFresh. The ingredients are delicious, and the meals are just fabulous. Well, I would never make these recipes unless I had HelloFresh. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and HelloFresh agrees. In fact, for a limited time, they're giving all subscribers free breakfast for life. Go to HelloFresh.com/WMMAfree and use code WMMAfree for free breakfast for life. 1 breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life available for a limited time at HelloFresh.com/WMMAfree with code WMMAfree. HelloFresh, America's #1 meal kit. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time. all in one place, all on your terms. Squarespace is super easy to use. You just set up one of their professional website templates. It's customizable and it's easy to update. You can use Squarespace to sell your own merch. Just design your products and production, inventory, and shipping are handled for you. And if you want to sell your products in person, you can do so by connecting a Squarespace reader to the Squarespace app and keep your orders, inventory, and customer data in sync with your online store. Squarespace is all around a great product for business owners. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/WMMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
You're a movie guy too. What do you like doing movies?
So. I just finished directing a movie that I wrote 14 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
We just finished. I wrote, directed, and starred in it, and we're just editing it right now, like 14 years later. We just shot it in October.
That's
called
wild.
Wingman. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's another example of things just languish and sit, yeah. And you know, it's just got to be patient.
I know I have no patience for showbiz like that. Like I don't like even when I worked in animation, I get so annoyed at like how long it took. Like you know, you labor
right.
over the script, and then you have to do another pass, and now the guy up here doesn't like what you did, and now
yeah.
you have to rewrite the whole thing. And you're starting the rewrite at 7 p.m. and you're like, God damn it, dude! Like,
and
it's
you,
so
if someone like you only has half a day too, because you can only come out at night, so that's got to be even more.
Maybe that's my cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, the stand-up vampire.
That's
that is
perfect.
A good concept. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
actually.
Make a cartoon stand-up. You could be a stand-up
vampire. That would be perfect, though.
Let's go.
Yeah.
As long as that chair is one of the characters.
Oh, for sure, dude, for sure.
Remember the chair on Pee-wee's Playhouse,
yeah,
Cherry?
Yeah,
so somehow this chair could have life to it.
Yeah, Pee-wee's Playhouse was an anomaly for a television show. That was like a legitimate children's morning program that I grew up watching as like
yeah.
I was like a tween or whatever, early teenager.
Yeah.
And you're like, how the fuck did that make it on the air?
I think it made
cool.
it because it's so imaginative. That's the
yeah.
thing. It was so, it's almost, that was almost one of those undeniable.
Yeah.
You know, just you build that set with talking chairs and talking flowers and puppets. It's like some things just,
so
as soon as you
cool.
build them, there's no choice. It's got to go. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, that was cool. He was so cool.
Wild. Yeah.
He was so cool. It sucks his life got ruined by like one incident. You know, like now if someone got caught doing that, you'd be like, big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. You'd probably boost your career, you know?
No.
Hey, it's
yeah.
the whack off guy. All right. Yeah. High five with a glove on. You know, it's like, yeah.
Give him a series.
Right.
I know, because now you could do like OnlyFans and it doesn't ruin your career.
Right.
It's
look
wild.
At all the people who got famous doing sex tapes. He sort of just missed.
Yeah.
Him and Rob Lowe. Didn't Rob Lowe do like a sex tape or something?
Yeah.
But his might have been with underage girls.
Wait, will you Google Rob Lowe sex tape?
But those guys kind of were on the back end of when it was still like, you did something sexual? Oh my God.
I know.
Right? Even though every household in America has a stack of Playboys and Penthouse magazines, you dare do something sexual in America?
Well, not only that, all the executives that are making these shows are scumbag.
Right.
Not all of them. But,
so they, you know. had Pee-wee relieved himself 15 years later,
yeah,
it probably would have been Pee-wee's Porn House.
I know, and it could have been a jump start to rebrand his career from like the children's house to like, you know what I mean? Like he could have probably parlayed it into something.
He could have gone from the Playhouse to the Mansion, like do a version of Hugh Hefner's like Pee-wee's Mansion.
Oh,
you know,
poor guy.
I think we just came up with our second show.
I know,
that's
I
two.
Know. the children's television host that gets caught, and then yeah, that's a bummer because he passed away pretty recently, right? Like a year or two. That sucks, and he had to live like the rest of his life in the shadows because he was like shamed so much from that.
Well, I think wasn't there some? I mean, I don't want to shame them, but I think there was some other stuff too that didn't.
Was
that
there
didn't some other weird stuff
let's
come
look
up?
It up.
I don't know. That,
Paul Rubens.
I'm just going through my head, but I don't know.
You think so?
I thought I heard there was some other weird stuff, but I don't know.
Indecent Exposure. Well, we know that one.
But
what else happened?
I think the problem is, you know, if his Pee-wee's Playhouse was an adult show, I don't think it would have been that that bad. The fact that he was affiliated with kids, and even though he didn't do anything with kids, the fact that he was doing something so adult and sexual, I guess it sort of creeped everyone out. You know, it didn't match. Like, kids guy that acted like a 13-year-old, like, adolescent, now in a porno theater touching himself. It just... is like, you know, touching battery cables to the wrong, you know,
ports. It's not a good look.
I guess.
It's like there's like a children's guy, Blippi. I don't know if you heard of Blippi. I think Blippi's like, my kids
By
love
the way,
him.
A sex act in West Hollywood.
I know, right? The Blippi.
Blippi.
Getting a Blippi. But he like, I don't know, there's some video of him shitting on something or spreading his butt cheeks.
Blippi?
And, and it's, it was like a big deal.
Shitty.
And they had to recast because Blippi hit it to Netflix and they like I didn't care. I thought Blippi's great. This guy created a bunch of stuff on YouTube that my kids loved. He was adorable.
It had to be the name Blippi.
Will you Google what he did?
He shit on his friend.
He shit on his friend.
Yeah.
Back when that, it was the Harlem Shake videos were happening. He did one of those, but at the, you know.
That sound, just that name Blippi sounds like. Yeah. That should be the name for dumping on your friend. Like, you want to do the Blippi tonight? I do. Get the funny hat. Get the goofy hat. Put the suspenders on and blip me. Like, blip me good. First eat that Mary Callender's meatloaf and then blip me. Like, just make it work. Give me a big one.
Blippi.
Yeah. Give me that Lincoln
give me
log.
The Blippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he regrets the viral video in which he poops all over. Of course he regrets it. I mean, he's like, trying to have a career and
the
fucking stupid
hell?
Video is coming back.
How is that in anybody's wheelhouse to do that?
How does he shit on his friend? It's not sexual. I'm assuming they're just being slapdicks, right? Like, he's just...
Yeah, he's like standing on his toilet. The other guy's like on the ground and they're like dancing to the music. And then at the climax of the song, the shit sprays out all over his friend.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad, does it, Harlan? I mean, who hasn't given their friend a Blippi?
Wow.
You didn't do that back in Canada.
Blippi.
The Blippi.
Sadly, it feels like one of the stores you'd see in a food court.
The Blippi? Yeah.
Yeah, like Panda Express, New York fries, and Blippies.
Blippies, yeah, and muffins.
Yeah, and Orange Julius muffins. To wash down the Blippi. Yeah.
I miss Orange Julius.
Muffins.
Remember, they don't have
Blippi. That's when you got the runs. All of the Blippi.
You know, Orange Julius had like raw egg in it.
Really?
Isn't that gnarly?
No, it did. That's what caused the foam.
I think so. It was raw egg.
I love it. It's the only, really, the only place in the world that I know of where you can go to work inside of a citrus.
Yeah, that was so cool. I thought that was so cool as a little kid. You're like, I want to work at Orange Julius one day.
My folks work in an orange.
Yeah, it's so
like
dope.
Most people go to a building, rectangle, whatever.
Yeah.
You stand in a stupid giant orange all day.
Yeah, it's like, pretty embarrassing.
Whoa.
I think the only worst thing was hot dog on a stick.
Yeah.
To be that employee seemed really embarrassing because they made them churn
the
lemonade and it was very sexually suggestive.
But they didn't have to stand in a hot dog.
Fuck.
Imagine if all places like were like that. Like if you worked at a, you know, like a gynecologist's office and you had to stand in a vajayjay all day. Or what's the guy? Who are the ones that is proctologist?
Being an a-hole. What, did you ever have a shitty job? Like, what was your shittiest job before you became a famous comedian?
I had two. I had, I went one day as a carpet cleaner.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
And I went and we did like a few apartments. And then the final job we did that day, we went to an old lady's, like a Scottish lady.
Mm.
She was a sweet old Scottish lady. Mm. She goes, oh, my carpet's all, can you fix me carpet? And it was white. It was a white shag carpet.
Mm.
And this thing looked like someone did a Blippi all over it.
Like a human or animal?
A Scottish Blippi.
Hey.
The worst kind. They've got hair in them. A Scottish Blippi.
Yeah.
She had Blippi stains all over her carpet. Big, fat. They had freckles on them. A Scottish freckled Blippi. One of them was playing the bagpipes, standing on the fucking ottoman.
Yeah.
But anyways, we go, and the guys I was with, they're like, oh, for an extra $100 we'll give you the special cleaner and the shampoo, and we'll get all those blippy stains out. And it did nothing. And at the end, she goes, I don't think it looks any cleaner.
Fired.
Excuse you?
I'm a vampire.
Sorry. Oh, you need
blood.
To feed?
I need my blood.
You need to feed here. Mm. God. Someone get me some tibia grease.
Can I tell you how stupid I am? One time I heard an interview you gave. I think I've told you this, but I just think people should hear it.
Oh.
One time you gave this interview and you said that you're like, I bought an Arby's chain. And you go, in case this comedy thing doesn't work out.
Right.
And you said this about 15 years ago on some interview. And I believed you. And one time on like a long drive, Tom and I were still like broke ass comics. And I'm like, well, let me tell you what Harlan Williams does. This guy, he owns an Arby's. We got to do that, babe. We got to own a franchise.
How about a Blippi's? You want to buy a Blippi's?
Yeah, I should buy a Blippi's. We should start a Blippi's.
Well, we got to start the vampire show, the
For
other
sure.
show, and
For
then
sure.
open a Blippi's.
What can we sell? I feel like a Blippi is what? Like a, it's like a hoagie, but instead of meat and cheese, it's like a big German sausage. Wow. It's like sauerkraut. Like a.
It's more like a big German meatloaf, really. It's a. We're talking about a log of shit here. Let's not make it delicious. I don't want to sell one. Imagine the fat people we'd have to hire to make them.
Oh, my God. I know. The Blippies.
Come on, chubby. Get to work. You're on the clock. Blip.
So fat. You know, I went to Disneyland with my kids recently.
Oh,
people
God.
Are so fat. And I'm not just saying that. Like, yeah. Like 4 years ago when we went, it wasn't that bad. And I think people got depressed during the pandemic and just really started to eat their feelings, you know? They're so fat now, dude.
No, it's been before that. Because I did Universal Studios, I'm talking 15, 16 years ago. I did New Year's Eve at Universal Studios. And there was a comedy theater there back
oh,
then.
Oh, shit.
I don't
dude,
know.
Yeah, what's his name had one from Saturday Night Live. Yeah, that's
no,
a
no,
ticket.
No, this was that even guy. Different. This was a Universal theme park in Florida.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
Definitely. And I just remember watching the people walking around, and 80% of them were overweight, and the kids.
Yeah, it's
like
wild.
The kids' knees were buckling, and, you know.
Wild.
Some of them were walking around eating like a zebra femur, like just
so gnarly,
crazy. Yeah.
But how come? Like, I mean, Canadians aren't that fat.
Yeah, they are.
They are now.
It's
they're
the
getting
same.
There.
It's all right across North America. It's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's tough though, man. It's you almost. I mean, you got to blame the source, but you got to remember we live in a society where they just keep inundating us with. Eat this, eat that. You
eat
know,
your Blippies, yeah.
I go to the gym in Los Angeles, and I've counted between my house and the gym, I pass, I think, 12 fast food places.
Whoa.
Chipotle, Wendy's, Burger King, In-N-Out Burger. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
And so even when I'm trying to stay healthy,
yeah,
that drive-through, you're driving the gauntlet, and that's what the face of America is. You're at all times... being inundated by a sign, branding, commercials playing in your head. It is so hard to stay dedicated to your diet. It's no wonder.
That's true.
You know.
Well, plus I think like if you go to Europe, the portions are way smaller too. Like I read at Euro Disney, I don't know why they put a fucking Disneyland in France. Like I don't, they don't, French don't want us. But anyway, the fries that they sell and Euro Disney, it's like half the portion of what they sell in the U.S.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because they don't eat as much.
It's interesting, though, but I think the French are a lot more into butter and sauces and rich, creamy, like in their food. So I don't know what it is. But
I think it's a fat-shaming culture, too. I think they like openly fat-shame you more, and that's a really good thing.
In Europe or here?
In Europe.
I don't know. I lived in Germany for a long time.
You did? When?
Yeah. Back in the 80s.
Why?
Why?
Well, just for
Why
fun?
Why not?
For fun times?
They got some of the freshest Blimpies in the world over there.
What part?
I lived in Cologne. And I was doing computer animation over there. Excuse me, computer animation over there.
What?
Yeah, so I lived there for a bit. But
do you speak German?
A little bit. I was actually learning it while I was there.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a tough language, but I got like a huge vocabulary, but I was just starting to learn the grammar and starting to string sentences together. But this was, oh God,
so
over
hard.
25 years ago now.
And did you? How many German babes did you bag while you were there? Tons of German babes, yeah?
Actually, just one.
Hi, that's good.
And but the reason it was only one, because like we fell madly in love. Aww. Like I almost stayed there for her. Like it was like full on, like madly in love with her.
And what happened?
I had to come back. I did my jaunt to a Hollywood. I always wanted to follow. Like I think you're probably the same. When you do what we do, there's a sort of burning ember inside you where it's like part of you goes, oh, that would be fun. But to really pursue it, I think for people that are legit, there's a deeper burning that goes, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only, oh, you can do it or you want to do it, but for, I think people that really pursue it and get there,
yeah,
I think there's a spark inside of us that goes, you were born to do it. There's a voice in you.
Yeah, there's a neurotic, even a obsession. I would say that it was obsessive, and I would ruin all my day jobs and ruin, I think I unconsciously.
Day job?
I had so many jobs. Like I unconsciously destroyed every other option in my life so that I had to just be a stand-up. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I was like, I went to law school. I dropped out after 2 weeks. I went to grad school for philosophy. I stopped doing that after a semester.
Wow.
Like, I fucked up so utterly that I was like, I guess I have to be a comic now, you know?
Right.
Like, I think I sabotaged.
But was there a voice inside you that just said you didn't have a choice to?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like maybe. I was a fucking maniac. Yeah, but my immigrant parents, I feel like my mother and my father, that pressure to be like a doctor, lawyer, something good.
Yeah, Mama Muffins.
Muffins. Yeah. Yeah, like, and I'm an only child, so I think they were like, you have
vampire.
To be normal. Yeah, vampires. Yeah. You have to be an only vampire. And I just had to like, and then you're obsessed with it. Like, I still am obsessed with stand up comedy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that
I
tells me
it.
That you have that spark because.
Yeah.
It's a long journey. It's an easy journey, but when it's like anything, whether you're a rock star, or a scientist, or a biologist, some people get lucky in life, and they're born with a calling, or they're born with this voice inside that says, "This is what you have to do."
Yeah.
And it's not as easy when you don't have a voice, and you just go, "What am I going to do? Oh, I guess I'll work there.
Yeah,
I
there
guess
is
I'll."
Not that.
So we're sort of lucky in a way that we have a calling to do it, and so that's why I left Germany. I just knew my voice was pulling me to be there. It's almost like I didn't have a choice. And
well,
so,
can we call this German broad up? I mean, where is she now?
I don't know. I don't know. But man, she was freaking amazing. She was. She looked like a young Faye Dunaway. Like, just.
What are you doing? Let's fucking call her, go to München tomorrow. Fuck, what are you doing?
Yeah, right? Who knows what she's doing now? She probably has a family and kids.
She's probably divorced. She's done.
Maybe.
Second husband, third,
maybe.
Whatever. She should come to LA
Even
now.
More appealing now.
Yeah.
used up and.
Used up, tired, leather,
I had a hard
fat.
Day at work. Get me a blimpy.
But the Germans don't get fat. She's probably still in good shape, you know?
She was stunning.
They make sport every day.
It was horrible, too, because I went there and I computer animation was in its infancy. And so I went there and started working on this computer animation, but I had to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something I had trained for. And in college, I studied classical animation, which everything's hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
So now for the first time, I'm in front of this giant console and all this tech equipment. And the guy who works there as a technician is this great guy. I love him. Like the nicest guy. He's teaching me everything. And I'm there being this student and he's showing me everything. And guess who comes to pick him up every day after work? In walks this stunning blonde, 6 foot tall, Faye Dunaway lookalike. And I'm just like, and I'm not that guy. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, she's beautiful. She's nice. Great. Yeah. Good for him. And I love this guy. So I was like, good for you, dude.
Yeah.
And so we sort of started, got integrated into their social circles. And next thing you know, every now and then I go out to a drink with them and some of the other people from work. I'm being super respectful. She's beautiful. She's nice. And then one night we're at like a house party and I'm just like sort of doing my thing, blah, blah. And you know, you can feel when someone's sort of looking at you, like energy.
Yeah.
So I'm on the other side of the room. I'm just talking and I look over and I'm like, and this girl is just like literally like a tractor beam, like just staring at me. And I was like, it almost like knocked me. It was like, I almost like went, you know, and I just drifted across. I go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And that was it. It was
what
like,
are you doing?
I knew
you said that to her.
I go, what are you doing?
Doing, you fucking weirdo?
Well, I was like, so I go, yeah, because I knew the stare was more than just, hey, I knew the stare was, I love you.
Oh my God.
And I was just drawn across and I just said, what are you doing? Because of him, I was like, you can't look at me like that.
Right.
And
but they ain't married. It don't matter.
Still, I'm not that
guy. There's a ring on it.
I don't want to be that guy.
So wait,
I respect
people. But what happened?
I said, what's going on? And we were in love.
Dang.
Like, it was just. And so we sort of had to, like, we had to go through work. We had to go up to Hamburg to, like, a film festival. And she came along as an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were up there, I was just like, we said it, we're in love. And we made out and I had to come back and, you know, I believe in honor. And I told the guy, I said, can I take you to lunch? And I sat him down.
God, I was so nervous. Were you nervous?
I was nervous, but I was proud because I did everything honorably.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know what to tell you, man. Here's what happened. We locked eyes. I can't stop it. She loved me. And he was very gracious about it. And so, but it was intense, man. But it was so, yeah, but it came to an end eventually. But,
yeah. But she's there now, dude. Gisele Bündchen. She's in.
With a bunch of kids on her third husband, you said?
Yeah. But he's on his way out. She's probably like single and she's still skinny and hot and she's like, she's like, I live in the mountains now. It's just a quiet life. My children are grown, but I'm looking for you, Harlan. I've been watching your movies. I watch Puppy Dog Paddles every day.
Stare at me.
No.
Stare at me. Tom, fuck off. Stare at me. I'm not that guy, Tom. You know, I just said it. I've always vaunted a vampire.
She's like, I think I love you, Harlan. Come on, we can find her. We can get on fucking.
We probably could,
Facebook.
But I don't want to open that wound with her, and I don't want it myself. It was passionate. It was fiery.
That's all the more reason to get back in. I mean, look. Imagine if you could revisit her now with all the sexual skills you've acquired in the last
that she taught me. No,
but
I'm
kidding. You were in your what 20s back then?
Yeah.
Now you're a grown man.
Yeah.
Famous, successful, wealthy.
Yeah, that doesn't matter to me. That means nothing.
To you, but to a woman, she's probably like
no, because she knew me before all that. So fortunately, that means nothing.
But she's like, Harlan, you're so successful.
I wouldn't
now.
Want that. If she said that to me, that would
be repulsive.
That would be like that's not what you should predicate your connection with someone on.
It's gross.
I agree. That's just superficial.
She's like, it's like being with a fan. You wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. Now we could celebrate each other's achievements and success.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. That's beautiful. But if it's predicated on that, no thanks.
Can I tell you something I always thought about? Is like, okay.
Here we go. It's blimpy time.
It's blimpy. Okay. So like, imagine you could find this German lady and then, like, are you afraid of? I would always be afraid of, like, oh my God, but then I have to get naked in front of them. Like, I'm not 20 years old anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, what if they're just like, ew?
From my side or her side?
Her side. Like, would that be a concern for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm so old and like fucking.
Oh, wait.
Gross
her
now.
Looking at me or me looking at her nudity?
She looking at your nudity.
With, well, okay. I would be okay because I stay in pretty good shape.
Okay.
I'm still.
But
not,
she knew you in your prime.
Right. But I'm still okay. I'm still like not that bad.
Okay.
Like I'm in good shape for where I'm at.
Okay.
And yeah, I would hope she'd be okay, but you know.
Yeah. Would you judge her body? Would you be like, oh no?
Yeah, I think, yeah. To be honest, it's, yeah, it's like she's so funny. Especially compared to what, I mean, you know, yeah. Back then she literally could have been on the cover of Playboy. Like it was, she was stunning.
It's wild.
She was stunning, like perfect. On blue eyes, like literally pull up on a picture of a young Faye Dunaway.
Oh,
that's,
I love Faye
that's
Dunaway.
What she looked like.
Let's look at her now.
Yeah, let's look at her. Faye and then later we go to your castle and suck the blood and have a blimpy dog.
She's so beautiful, I imagine.
Yeah.
Did you have Kaffee mit Kuchen every day?
Look at that.
Oh,
that's
my
sort
gosh.
Of what she looked like. Yeah.
Stunning. Those German broads. So attractive.
Yeah. Crazy.
So stunning. So
now you're
beautiful.
Making me miss her. Thanks
Call
a lot.
Her. Listen, it's the internet, so you can find anybody.
You know what? I did reach out to her like probably about 20 years ago or something when Facebook just started.
Yeah.
We actually did a little like, I actually found her and we did a little, hey, how you doing?
And?
It was like, you know, three or four little exchanges. And then in my head, I'm like, I don't have the right to step into her world after all this. And she said something like, I always love you. And I said the same thing. But the ship has sailed. You can't just inject yourself into somebody's, you know, things change.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what if you were meant to be with this broad? You don't even know, dude. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
No, because when I left Germany, the plan was that she was going to come visit me in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And through a series of events, she kept delaying. It was like, I'll see you in 3 months. Okay. Oh, I can't come for another 3 months. Okay. I can't come for another 2 months. Okay.
Mm.
I can't come for another 3 months. Okay.
Yeah.
She almost kind of beat the love out of me. Like every time she moved the line, I became more distant and I felt the light fading.
Of course.
And so I finally said, you know what? I can't do this. You're either coming or you're not. And she said, I can't tell you when I... So I ended it.
Mm.
And then like 6-7 months later, out of the blue, she goes, you know what? I want to come. I'm ready. So I said, you know what? We loved each other so much. I'll try it. Let's go. And she came. She was supposed to come for 3 weeks. I sent her home after 2 days.
What happened?
Not in a mean way.
Well, what did change? Just you was dead.
The spark was gone. We laid beside. I couldn't even make love to her. This gorgeous. It just, you know, because it's most of it. A lot of it's mental, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so the dynamic had shifted. I wasn't seeing. I had held out all that time, waiting for. Like I didn't. I was with no one else. And excuse me, the whole. You know, things change. And so sadly, it shifted. And so. So that's
so
why I'm
sad.
Saying I wouldn't want to reach out to her.
Sure, sure.
But the memories are beautiful. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. That's so nice that you had that, though.
Well, just the night we told each other we loved each other, we were in Hamburg at a film festival. And there was this, I think the final night, there was this outdoor film festival. And it was like right out of a movie. They set up a giant screen. It must have been 50 feet high. And it was out in the middle of a giant water fountain. And they're playing a black and white Elizabeth Taylor and what was her husband's name?
No, she had a few, no?
Yeah, but the like famous 10? One that she remarried like 3 times.
Oh, I don't remember now.
Anyways, he was in 1984, so but this
Jesus.
This
Richard Burton.
Yeah. This black and white movie of them in love and kissing and we were standing in the shadow of that, and I'm like telling each other we loved each other for the first time. And I said, look, one of us has to move. One of them, she said, I'm going to come to LA. I was like, it was just so beautiful and dramatic. So a lot of great memories.
Yeah, it's funny how that can really only happen in your youth, you know, like in your 20s, I feel like.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I'm married, so that's different.
Right.
My days are over of like that kind of moment. You know
well,
what I mean?
Not really. You can,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen Segura? He's out there on the Chinese invasion.
Oh, that little monkey. That little bearded salami
no,
sandwich sucking freak.
He just woke up and farted this morning. And
no.
Took a shit. And I talk about our shits. He took a big old blippy
oh,
on me.
Oh, God.
It's different, Harlan. When you get married, you know, it's that excitement of like,
right.
Well, do we love each other? Do we, like, you know, we've two kids deep, 20 years together.
But doesn't it change? It changes to a different level, right? Doesn't
yes.
it become sort of this deeper
Real.
Bond?
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
So the infatuation, the butterflies maybe right. aren't flapping around, but there's a moth sucking on a mothball somewhere, you know?
Right, but that the butterfly stage, I'm saying, that is the, right. that's youth. That you really can't.
Yeah.
You can't be that naive.
Yeah.
Can you? Like in your 50s, 60s? Like, no way.
I think
I
you'll
know.
Be surprised. There's going to be moments that come along where he'll be doing something or you'll be doing something, and unbeknownst to him or you, you or him will just be standing back and going, fuck, do I love that guy.
Oh, I do that.
Like the butterflies yeah. are going to be there, but
I don't know about that.
It's just, no, but, it will. There'll be some, as the journey gets deeper, it'll, they're there. They just, yeah.
I think our kids suck the joy out of us. You know, when you have children, it's like.
Yeah, it's time for them to move on.
They're old enough now yeah. to leave, 5 and 8. Like,
are there any gypsies in your neighborhood that you
gypsies.
Could?
That is so funny. That was always the threat growing up. My parents are Hungarian, though. We're going to sell you to the gypsies.
Yeah.
You see the
I
gypsies.
Would just give them to the gypsies at this point. They sound like trouble.
Yeah.
You don't need any more money. Just hand them off.
Give them to gypsies.
Give them to the gypsies. Mm-hmm. You get them working in a cornfield. Do they have good corn picking fingers?
Of course they do.
Get them
nimble.
Out there.
Nimble. Yes, tiny.
Cob them up. Teach
and
them how to
strong.
Cob.
They're strong children. We put them in jujitsu, so they're very
fit. They could be shucking. Mm-hmm. They could be corn shucking. I mean, these sounds like good children of the corn you got. Get them, gypsy them up, cob them out, shuck them around, let them grow up and blimpy. Goodyear blimpy. Like big jumbo flying blimpies.
Harlan, we went around the world and back on this journey, on this podcast today.
Kind of like what you do at night when you
That's
fly
right.
out the castle window.
That's right. I fly out, the chair turns into my cape, and I do comedy in the night.
Yeah, it is sort of a Doctor yeah. Strange sort yeah. of cape. Maybe yeah. it is a cape, and it's not even a chair. It's just this cape floating here.
Like. Yeah, I love it. My darkness. I'm so pumped that you're in Austin. I hope you come back again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a riot.
And have fun. I hope you have fun while you're here.
Yeah. I will. I already had fun just being here with you.
Good.
Thank you.
I adore
it was a blast.
You. I adore you. Okay, guys, well, the likewise. Harlan Highway podcast. Listen to him on there.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else, Harlan, you want to talk about? We want to plug? You want to plug your blippies?
Just check out my website for my comedy dates.
Go
and
ahead.
Then lastly, I have a website called harbling.com where I actually draw on T-shirts with Sharpies, like original pieces of art. And
what?
You can buy the T-shirts, and if the originals are sold out, you can buy prints. So people love them. That's why I'm mentioning it.
Can I see
it.
This? Can we look that up?
Yeah,
that sounds so
harbling.com,
cool.
And I do all these original designs because I get
what
a little
great idea.
I get a little upset that everything's a brand name, you know. So
oh my gosh, that's
yeah,
so
I just,
cool.
I just do all these drawings, and then people can wear them and have them, and just kooky. If you go in archives, you'll see most of the gallery of different images. There's like
Look
there's
at
like
you.
300 on there, all these crazy drawings.
Gosh,
so.
You're like one of those rare comedians that can also draw. Like
yeah.
you, Melissa Villasenor, and then what's his name?
Yeah, Melissa's great.
She's great. And
Kevin
then,
Nealon. Is
Kevin
amazing.
Nealon
yeah.
is great too.
Amazing.
And so wasn't McDonald? Was it Norm?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of
Norm
someone else
not,
who just died.
Norm was not a good artist.
No? Did you try? Did you make fun of him for his artwork?
No, but we were good buddies for a long time.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's so he was so funny.
Oh yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck. Anyway, this is really dope, dude. You're very
Thank
multi-talented.
You. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you exist.
Thank you.
You're the best. Thanks for coming. You're the best. All right. I love you. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at?